You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
This week saw the Labour Party's annual conference, during which party leader Christopher Hipkins spoke about the party's goal and criticised the current National-led government. Hipkins named the Dunedin hospital delays, inter-islander ferry fiasco and tax breaks for tobacco companies as several issues that would be targeted by a future Labour government. Hipkins then called the government divisive and suggested that their policies are taking the country backwards, both due to the Treaty Principles Bill and this government's approach more broadly. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford, I asked him about these issues and how the government would respond as it moves into 2025. I wanted to talk about this week the Labour Party's annual conference in Christchurch, where they talked about a number of the issues they're looking at focusing on in their campaign for the next election. They pointed out a couple of the issues that they and others have identified with the national government's policies over the past year. And we're just going to look at a few of those today, starting off with the Dunedin Hospital. The Labour Party has committed to a full rebuild of the Dunedin Hospital, talking about national stalling there. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I know New Zealanders really do care about our health services across the country, but specifically on Dunedin, it's really important that we make sure we get some really clear facts here. We are committed as a government to building a new hospital even in Dunedin, and we'll deliver that at $1.9 billion. This will be one of the most expensive hospitals ever built in the Southern Hemisphere, and we're not shying away from that commitment, and we're going to deliver on it. We have already increased significantly funding into the Dunedin Hospital, hundreds of million dollars, far more than what we actually campaigned on, and the additional $290 million shows our commitment to the project. Labor, they said over the weekend at their conference that they would build the Dunedin Hospital as it was committed to prior to the election last year. But what does that look like and how much will that cost? And you've got to remember that back in April of last year, Labor said they would spend $1.68 billion on it. By March this year, it had risen to $1.88 and it continues to rise. And we simply just can't trust Labor with their figures on building Dunedin Hospital.
And then another issue they pointed out, the inter-islander ferry. That was an issue that was contentious a little bit earlier this year when we saw the ferry service being disrupted. And then it was raised that the National Party had cancelled planned upgrades there. The Labour Party has committed to investing in a publicly owned inter-islander ferry service. What is National offering to address maybe some instability there?
Yeah, we will have more to say on the inter-islander ferry before the end of this year, in the coming weeks. But I just want to, again, highlight some of the key facts and figures that are involved here. When Labor committed to this project, it was $750 million all up. By the time we took office last year, it was going to cost at least $3 billion. That's nearly four times what they had initially proposed for the project. Now, if you put yourself in a situation, if you were building a house or if you were starting a business or anything like that, there's no way that you would accept a project costing four times what you had initially proposed for it to start with. We are committed to having reliable ferry services across the Cook Strait, and we will have more to say about what we're going to do to deliver that before the end of this year.
All right, and then moving on to their major criticism here was looking at smoke-free Aotearoa. The current government announced just this week or just this past week that they're still committed to smoke-free 2025 and they've got a new action plan going on there. Just before we get into the Labour Party's criticisms, could you just go into what that new action plan is?
Yeah, so we're committed to the smoke-free 2025 goal, but we're taking a different regulatory approach to reducing smoking rates and the harm from smoking. We're actually sticking with the same legislation we've had that has successfully driven down smoking rates over the last decade. And we've seen an incredible success in reducing smoking rates, with the decline in daily smoking from 16.4% in 2011 to 6.9% in 2023. So you can see that there has been significant progress made under that regulatory approach that we've taken in delivering our goal of smoke-free 2025.
And then, I guess, addressing other issues there, the Labour Party's criticisms of National's commitment to smoke-free 2025, you know, the first of these, and one of the more major criticisms, is the removal of the generational smoking ban. Why has National removed this policy?
Yeah, so the Labor proposed changes would have actually created a black market with more smuggling, ram raids and robberies. Their own advice said that as well. And so this would drive smokers to the black market or to gangs, and that's not actually the way to lower smoking. What we're focused on doing is getting smokers to try and quit and to give them another opportunity if they've failed previously, improving access to quit smoking providers, supporting people to stay smoke-free by providing the most effective services and products, and stopping people from taking up smoking in the first place. And you've got to remember, New Zealand is one of the leaders in reducing smoking, and this approach is reasonable for our progress to date.
There's also, as you mentioned, a focus on getting people to quit smoking there. We're using alternative products like vapes or heated tobacco products. There's some concern, however, that these products may not be as researched, the health outcomes there may not be as researched as with cigarettes and traditional tobacco products that we've had a bit of time to look into. Are there any worries about the potential health outcomes there?
Yeah, definitely. There are definitely concerns about in that space. I can think of personally a number of my friends who have taken up vaping, for example, who would have never contemplated taking up smoking in the first instance. So there are some concerns around the harm associated with vaping in particular, the attractiveness that has been given to it, particularly to the younger generations. And so we're making some changes as well to prohibit people taking up vaping in the first place, whether it's banning shops being opened within the radius of early childhood centres or schools, prohibiting them selling, you know, we see those watermelon or bubblegum or attractive sort of flavours that are enticing for young people to try, getting rid of the bright lights and all the flash stores that we see with the vape stores and returning them to sort of normal sort of business shops rather than the big flashy lights to entice people in. So we're making some serious changes in the vaping situation as well. We take it really seriously. Ideally, we'd love for people not to smoke, vape, or use any other products if possible, but also appreciate that some people have those addictions that they do, and vaping is a transition away from smoking altogether.
And I'd like to touch on the Labor Party's final message, I guess, here, moving on a bit, that the current government is dividing the country and taking us backwards. This is partially referring to the Treaty Principles Bill, but also just referring to this government's approach in general and some of the policies that have maybe been a bit more controversial in the media. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I would really be pushing back on that. Obviously, we've seen the situation with the Treaty Principles Bill and the heat boy to Parliament a couple of weeks ago, but you've got to remember there's strong sides, strong feelings on both sides of this debate. And the previous Labor government didn't get everything right with Māori-Crown relations, for example, while they were in office. And you think about things they did, like creating a separate Māori health authority, unelected co-governance on three waters, entities, for example. These things created a huge amount of frustration across the country. And so what we're saying as a coalition government, part of our agreement with both New Zealand First and ACT is that we're committed to ending our race-based policies. We have already made progress towards this commitment, and we're just carrying on with our progress in that space.
I guess, so if we're getting rid of race-based policies, as you say there, I mean, Māori have faced a continued discrimination and prejudice in our systems, be it health, be it education, be it childcare there. What sort of policies are National offering, I guess, to address the specific issues faced by Māori?
Yeah, so if I think back to a really good example from nearly this time last year, we rolled out a specific process around ensuring that we got our Māori and Pacifica kids immunised. We know that many of them are the hard-to-reach ones in our community, but making sure our young children are immunised at young age will help protect them, help protect the healthcare system in the future as well. And so we targeted specific funding to kids from Māori and Pacifica families in and around Christmas of last year as one example around how we could better lift their health outcomes and have a greater impact and positive impact for our health service delivery across New Zealand as well.
And does this government feel that this policy or policies like these are proportional to the impact that, let's say, the Māori Health Authority or other similar bodies would have provided to iwi and Māori communities?
Yeah, let's talk about the Māori Health Authority. I fundamentally believe that if you go to the hospital, you should be seen based on your need, not your race. And so if the severity of your medical condition or whatever it is that you are presenting to the hospital is, it should be based on the need that you have when you present here, not based on whether you have Māori ethnicity or if you're New Zealand, European, or whatever it is. And so that's simply what we're doing. We're putting more funding into the health system than we've ever seen, $16 billion over the next few years on top of all what we already spend. It's a real priority for our government, but we want it to be targeted for all New Zealanders so that we can have increased health outcomes.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking about this government's controversial policies in light of the Labour Party's annual conference in Christchurch.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.